Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim Mitzvah Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 27th day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children who we have been davening for, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzalel Ben Chaya Basheva. May they and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as our Vin Netanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who's unjustly being held in Iran, may they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Flug, Director of Torah Publications, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Reitz Yeshiva University, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Flug slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 145. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Flug will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. V'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Flug.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. This past Motzei Shabbos, many of us began reciting Slichos. Some of us, those who are Sfardim already, have been reciting it from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the centerpiece of the Slichos is the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, the 13 attributes of mercy. And we recite them over and over and over again for the next almost 2 weeks. We're going to be saying them many times. And it's worthwhile to consider, why is there such a focus on these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? What are we trying to do by saying it? Is it some sort of magical incantation that we just keep saying it and we are forgiven, or is there something more to it than that? So the rabbis tell us in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time that he was asking for forgiveness. The way the Gemara explains this, Melamed Shenitzate V'Kadosh Baruch Hu K'Shaliach Tzibur, that it's as if, kind of metaphorically, Hashem put on a talis like a chazan, Beherlel Moshe Seder Tfila, and he gave over this order, Amar Lo Kol Zman SheYisrael Chotim, any time that the Jews sin, Yasu Lefanai Keseder Hazeh, they should do this order, Mani Mocha Lahem. And if they follow this order, I will forgive them. So what does that mean? So a number of the Meforshim, the Rishis Chachma, the Moshe Alshich, pick up on the word Ya'asu Lefanai. It doesn't say Imru Lefanai. It doesn't say these words before me, but rather Ya'asu Lefanai. You should do these, do this order. So they point out that we have a mitzvah of Halacha B'Drachos, to follow or to emulate the ways of Hashem. Mahu Rachum, Afatahe Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afatahe Chanun, so just as he's compassionate and merciful, we too should emulate the ways of Hashem. And by saying these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim over and over and over again, it's not just a recitation, but it is supposed to encourage us to take on being more merciful, more compassionate, and following the ways of Hashem. So we're not just reciting it for the sake of reciting it, we're reciting it for the sake of leading to action, to emulate Hashem, to emulate His midos, to follow those attributes in whatever way possible. Indeed, the Gemara, right earlier than that, on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, says, Kol ha-mavir al-midosav ma-virin lo al-kol-pishav. Anyone who is forgiving of others, Hashem will forgive them. So if we're looking for forgiveness, the first place to look to is how we treat other people. And so part of our avodah, part of what we're working on in these next few weeks when we recite Slichos, is how to improve ourselves and how to improve our own midos, how we relate to other people. And the Tomer Devorah is a work that is really dedicated to this concept, to show how we can implement the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy in our lives. And it's worthwhile to study either the Tomer Devorah or our commentaries on the Slichos to see how we can understand the various attributes and how we can apply them. For example, as a comment of the Vilna Gaon, we say Rachum L'chanun, Hashem is merciful and compassionate. So what's the difference between Rachum and Chanun? So he points out that Rachum means somebody is in a distressful situation, and so we have mercy on them. We want to help them through that situation. Whereas Chanun is somebody who's not in a difficult crisis at the moment, but needs our general help. So that's just one example. There are many examples. If we learn through these Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, we can actually become better people. They say that Rabbi Sol Salanter used to spend this time during Slichos, the Seder Yemei Tshuva, learning about Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, trying to find new insights into how people should behave towards one another. There are actually two different Gemaras that talk about the idea of emulating Hashem in the context of Rachum and Chanun. That's one Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, but the Gemara in Sota also talks about specific actions that Hashem took, and we should emulate them as well. So Hashem visits the sick, and the Gemara quotes various psukim. He visits the sick, he heals the sick, he participates, so to say, in Leviathan Mace and in burying the dead, and we should also do those. Rav Asher Weiss points out that the two different Gemaras, one is talking about being a compassionate person and being a kind person, and the other is action-oriented. We really need both. We need to inculcate these ideas in our heart. We need to incorporate these ideas and be compassionate and kind people and emulate Hashem in that way in terms of our midos. And we also need to emulate Hashem in terms of our actions. Sometimes somebody could be compassionate, but doesn't drive themselves enough to express that. And sometimes people perform all these actions, but it doesn't affect them internally. And what we really need to do during these days is to work on both, to try to emulate Hashem both in our midos and how we are inherently, and how we express ourselves in terms of our actions. And through this process of self-improvement, our tshuva should be accepted, and this should be a source for the return of the hostages, for the success in the IDF military operations, for the healing of all those wounded, and it should be a yeshua for everyone. B'mheir v'yameinu. Now let's recite the Prakma of Tehillim. Tehillim Perkzah. L'manaseach mizmor l'David Yamcha Adonai b'yom tzara yizakef t'ashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitziyo nisadecha yizpor kol minfasecha v'alachzecha yizash nesela yitein lecha silvovecha v'chol hatzecha yimalei Parak Sof Gimel, 23. Mizmor le David Adonai Roi Lassar, As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Shevera chavaseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov v'yivereh eschayalei tzvaha hagenah Yisrael v'anshei kochos v'bitachon העומדים על משמר ארצנו והרי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון והמדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול על לבור אהבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שלומנו תחתיהם ויעטרים בחסר ישוע ותרס ניצחון. וציין בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם הלאיתם לכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. משפר חבשנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב יוסיף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל שבויה את כל אחינו הנתונים בטרור והשביה בעבור שכל הקדוש כל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא רחמים עליהם יוציאם מחושך את המוות ומוססם מן התק וממצו כוסיהם יושיעם וישיבם מהירה לתק משפחותיהם. ידעו אדוני את חסדו ונפרציו לבני אדם ויקויים בהם מקרא שכתוב וסדרי אדוני ישובו נבואו ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם ושם ושמחה ישיגו ונוסו יגון ונחה ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimelech Amim Alav Latin Molar Apostolia Goli Afir Tovi Shvach Lo Meir Refuah Shleima Min Shemayim Lamach Yvedav Vishtag Yvav Yisar Shoch Ali Yisrael Refuah Senefet Refuah Sakuf Hashtav Agalav Yisman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Flug. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the year to Hashem, and appreciate during a very short and busy week making the time to be with us. So thank you again. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday, which will be our final call for this week with Rosh Hashanah following soon after. But again, tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.